He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
Hey,
he never says
hey, good morning. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 36 degrees. You guys know that music right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. That means it's time to hear from Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning. It's time to talk babies. We love babies.
Babies?
That's right.
Fur babies.
Oh, and the first one is so cute at 10 months old.
Isn't that just Precious and Artemis? What an awesome name.
It blends in with the couch that she is sitting on.
The little background is gorgeous. Well, this Precious baby is a girl. I think that name is a little unisex. So it's a little girl. She's, like you said, 10 months old, and she's spayed, microchipped, and ready to find her forever. But she's a little shy, and I think it's to do with her being so fearful of the shelter environment.
Aww.
So we're looking for that person who's willing to take the time to pull this precious little one out of her shell. She's just so stunning and so worth it. We just don't want her to grow up in the rescue. So come and spend time with her. Ask to meet this gorgeous, beautiful Artemis. And don't let her spend another minute in our rescue. Get her out and just love her.
All right. Our canine of the week. Boy, this one, she will not, he or she, Darby, will not stay long, I assume, at the society there, because this is too cute.
Darby is a little dude, and he is adorable. He was adopted at this precious little puppy picture. I wanted to give you the before and after.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, of course, hard to resist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, at 7 months, brought back. And, oh, my. So he is looking for his true forever, and I have here a soapbox. So I'm going to take a soapbox and say, this, we try so hard to talk to folks about the huge job and commitment it takes to have a beautiful fur baby in your house, especially when it's a puppy or a kitty. They are a lot of work. It is totally worth it, but puppyhood lasts 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to put on that coat of being ready to put on, you know, picking up pee-pee and poo and chewing and all that goes with it. But it's so worth it. You just have to have your head on. So sweet Darby is now 7 months old, looking for a patient, loving forever family. And he is so sweet. He'd love to do puppy training with his new people because, you know, puppies need training.
Yes.
And he's sweet and ready for that commitment and ready for that challenge. So come in and ask about this handsome boy. I'm sorry I had to put that soapbox in there, but I say this stuff all the time, and I just want to make sure people realize the impact it does have to these beautiful babies.
No, I'm glad you said something, because one of us probably going to ask, like, the importance of why you all do the background checks and how I say tough, but I say it in air quotes. You know, you just don't let anyone walk in and just say, I'm going to adopt. Say, sure, here, take this one and go. Like, that's why you do a lot of checks and balances to make sure that the person is a right fit, the animal's the right fit, so you don't have this happening.
Absolutely. And you know, having a puppy, you don't know that whether that dog's going to be 50 pounds and or 30 pounds or 80 pounds. You don't know the personality at this beautiful, stuffy stuffed animal, you know, stage. Once you have them at 8 months, 10 months, 12 months, 2 years, what a nice place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, puppies have to find home as well, and it's the most wonderful, cherished moment. It really is, because they are your consistency in your life is your dog, and it's just wonderful. But knowing them, their size, like he's probably 50 pounds grown now at 7 months, and he only has a few more months to go where he's going to be pretty stable. But you know what he is, and you know his sweetness now, because this is his personality now. And it's so fun to meet that dog.
I love his little face.
Isn't it beautiful that he kept it?
Yes.
Look at that. The baby to 7 months, he kept that look, and his sadness in his eyes went away. So that's good.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. What's the scoop at the HSYC?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want you to save the date. June 8th. I can't believe we're talking June already. Oh, my goodness. It's not even February.
I know.
But the Pause for Life Celebration Gala and Auction's on our schedule. So mark the calendar. If you have items that you would like to donate to us so that we can auction them off, something unique, jewelry, items, trips, weekends to the beach. All that is awesome, and all the money will come to our effort. Also, sponsorship. So stay tuned. More details will follow on that, and we can't wait. And then our rescue needs. We always need kitten chow. If you can imagine, we are prepping for kitten season. It just seems like it just ended. But we're back. And so kitten chow, Purina Healthy Weight Cat Chow, Pedigree Small Dog Food, of course, litter, and toilet paper. So all
that's for
those,
the humans, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You've got some well-trained little puppies over there.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That would be awesome. Well, anyway, you can find all that information on HumaneSocietyOfYorkCounty.org, or please visit us at 8177 Regent Parkway. They're in Fort Mill. They speak volumes over us. Just their face will help your heart melt and to our mission. Or call us at 803-802-0902. And don't forget to shop, donate, give your gently used items to our Pawsability Thrift Shop, where we just had our 10-year anniversary, yay, and it's our biggest fundraiser completely overall. It provides about 60% of what we do. So give, give, give. It all helps these beautiful babies.
You said it better than we can. Mary Beth Knapp again with the Humane Society of York County. Thank you so much to all the fur babies there. Hello, and say hello to the volunteers.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
Stop by and love those babies.
All right. Hey, it's 8:16.